Shastri and Bhakti Vaibha courses offered by the Mayapur Institute of Higher Education and Training. So this is a very appropriate verse because for many and for all the reasons that Jai Dvaita Maharaj highlighted the point about the revolution, as though the Dhammapati Maharaj, that this course will hopefully make a revolution in the minds of the students, that the sacrifice that Prabhupada made to write the books, he very much appreciated when devotees would read his books. In fact, he told the book distributors that don't just be booksellers, you have to read the books, be convinced by them, and then from that realized platform distribute books. Prabhupada was talking a lot about Bhakti Shastri course. He had told all of us you have to study, be prepared to take a test at the Gaurpurnima festival. I forget what year that was, 70 something. Then he announced that there's going to be Bhakti Shastri test. So we all lined up in the veranda, more simple than what we have now. That was the beginning of the Bhakti Shastri. Prabhupada Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibha, Bhakti Vedanta, and Bhakti Sarvabhauma. That students would be deeply and well-versed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other important literature as they go through. So Bhakti Vaibhava studies, was it the first six chapters, skandhas of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhakti Shastri is the Bhagavad Gita, Upadeshamrita, the Ishopanisha Nectar of Devotion, first part. So we heard also how Gorkhisordas Babaji was accepted by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had understood the essence of the Shastra. In this program where they teach using different medias, there may be some people who feel not so academic, may not feel prepared fully, a little apprehensive what's going to happen. But the teachers are trained to teach in such a way that even if you don't want to, you know, learn. And I'm sure everybody wants to, so it should be no problem. So it's various medias of presentation, brainstorming, and artwork, and discussions, and dramas, and all the different kind of interactive tools that are there to make it very easy for you to absorb a lot of knowledge in a fairly short period of time. And at the end of it, I'm usually there at least for the inauguration and the culmination. And the culmination, obviously very happy faces, bright faces, said it was intense, but it was very blissful. So I hope that you all make it through, and I'll see you for the, I hope to see you in the training too, but see you at the award, the diploma giving, the very blissful faces. One thing is that we know Gorky Shardas Babaji came to Mayapur, just like Jagannath Das Babaji also came to Mayapur. Because this is the land of mercy, this is Odariya Dham. Everything you do here, you get 1,000 times the spiritual benefit. So by doing your Bhakti Shastri here, you're also going to get 1,000 times the spiritual benefit. And also because so much mercy, Prabhupada said, one of the special features of Mayapur Dham is one becomes attached to Lord Chaitanya. You start to feel a desire to know Lord Chaitanya, to be with Lord Chaitanya. We know from Lecture of Devotion, the Govya, that an intense desire to know Krishna is a very, this is really the spiritual most coveted blessing. But that naturally arises just by being in Mayapur. That, and today when I came, one of the students who's been here now is doing Bhakti Vaibhav, he said, I come here back to home for the winter studies. We hope that all the students will come to that realization that Mayapur, just like Vrindavan, that Mayapur is your eternal home. And feel this as your home. That you'll be, by living here for many, a few months, you'll be Mayapur Nivasis. That your attachment for the Mother Ganga, attachment for Radha Madhava and Panchatattva, attachment for Mayapur Dham, Lord Chaitanya will grow and fill your heart with spiritual blessings and transcendental bliss. Lord Chaitanya, he was teaching his students here as Nimai Pandit alongside the Ganges, so here also are your near the Ganges. He made sure that all his students had a daily sadhana. If any student came to class without tilak, he called their attention, stand up. Okay, where's your tilak? That means you didn't do your morning pujas. As a brahmana, before coming, you had to take your bath, do your pujas, do your gayatri, do your mantras. Of course, part of that, you're putting on your tilak. You don't have tilak, that means you probably didn't take a bath, didn't do your pujas. So you're not allowed to, you go back home, take your bath, do your pujas, and come back for class. And here I understand also they get credits for their sadhana also. That's part of the, it's a spiritual experience. It's not merely an academic experience, it's a spiritual revolution. Your mind, you may have to revolt against your mind. Sometimes your mind may give you trouble. But there's always a lot of Mahaprasada if you ever get really... You'll find out about all those secrets soon enough. So like that. The day is the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Vishwanatha Babaji. When he disappeared, then as his initiated disciple, Bhakti Siddhanta Saritaka went to claim that body to put in samadhi, the Babu. But the other pandits and Chas Goswamis and whoever they were in Navadeep, they refused. They said, no, we want to do the put his Babu in the samadhi. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saritaka was so dynamic and very intense that he challenged him. He said, I'm a disciple, I have the right. But let who of you have not broken any of the regular principles and not had illicit sex for 1 year? Come forward.
Everybody hesitates.
All right, 6 months. Who has not broken the regular principle in 6 months, come forward. 1 month, 1 week, 3 days, who has not had illicit sex within 3 days, you come forward. Then I'll know you're qualified to touch the body of my worshipable guru. They faded off, everyone by one, they turned away, they walked away. Then he put the body in samadhi according to the rites. Later the Ganges eroded that samadhi and then he was again taken and put, now he's in the Chaitanyama. Behind the Gandharva, the Gijanhari. Part of the program, I think, sometime to go around and do some parikramas on the Sunday or something. You'll get to see many of these holy places. The Pachan Kutir Agor Kishorda Babaji would sit and listen to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Although he was a Grihastha, accepted him. Siksha Guru. So today, this is inauguration ceremony. We're really happy to see. How many here are the students? Who's a Bhakti Shastri student? Let's give them a Hari Bol three-time blessing that they can be successful in their studies. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! who are the Bhakti Vaibhav students? Raise the hands a little higher. Let's give them blessings. Goloranga! 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 So we hope that while you're here, that also give us opportunity to serve you anything that you may need. Whenever any of the different leaders here on and off. You're very fortunate to get personally Jai Gaita Maharaj and Kadamba Kalana Swami are teaching.
You'll be teaching this year too? I heard you were.
Not this time.
Next time. One time.
Yeah, I don't think it's time. So we have some very nice association also here in the morning, the different classes and programs. Hope you like the Damodar Puja. So this, trying to develop the MIAGT. So I was supposed to ask Ananda Kishore, Prabhu.
He's still here.
He's going to introduce some of the other important people about the conclusion. We hope that by your, one of the things that you had to report yesterday, the Mayapur GDCs, you have 6 GDCs, 3 of whom are here. And they mentioned that in the presentation that there's something, I forget the number, 600 or something, devotees who have, who are going out and preaching around the world and setting up other programs of, in different places, maybe not so many, but so many figures, it was pretty fast. But anyway, there were all over the world, students from MIHET are also teaching Bhakti Shastri. So we hope that today we heard a revolutionary verse that you'll all absorb in this next few months, the Bhakti the Shastras, and then whichever course you're taking, and then go to the West or go wherever, if you teach here, wherever you are, you teach. Also continue on with this spiritual revolution. The Janadaka Viplava. And make an impact in people's hearts and minds because you have a very nice realization of the scripture. Don't get like stressed out if sometimes it seems difficult for you. Maybe just get some counseling, but just Hare Krishna and do the best you can, and I'm sure you'll work out all right. So, I want to thank the Mastami Prabhu and Sankalpa and his good wife and all the teachers and staff members who are making this program possible. Just take this opportunity also to invite the students that after your course, I hope you stay for the Gaur Purnima festival. If anybody wants to visit some holy places in Gaur Mandalbhumi, this year we're going to go, probably in Bangladesh, but we'll also have a safari after the Gaur Purnima festival. You're always welcome. Thank you very much. So here's, I'm handing it over now to Nanda Kishore.